Well, hi, friends. We're between games here at the game table, and before we get into the next one, it's discussion time. This is Table Topics, where we read stories from Reddit having to do with situations in the tabletop world. We will react, discuss, and give our opinions on the chosen topics for you to enjoy and possibly take back to your gaming table. I'm your host, Kaylee, and my guest today is Ashley.
Hi, guys.
Today's topic is table compatibility. So let's get into it. So, Ashley, do you have any thoughts before we get into stories?
I mean, depending on who you play with, it can make or break game night.
Oh, for sure. I think attitudes are so critical to playing together and just having that mesh and get along and be able to trade those victories and defeats back and forth. I think that's really, really important.
Agreed. And strategy, too. Some people like basic games, some people like intense games, so you have to find that perfect mix.
Absolutely. So, we'll jump right into our first story, which I think exemplifies one of these examples really well. And this comes from r/amioverreacting. And it says, am I overreacting for not wanting to be with these friends? Married older woman here. My husband and I play a board game on a regular basis with another couple. My style of playing is to tease gently. Oh, you stole my person. I won't trade with you. Lots of laughing and good times. Or so I thought. The other day, the woman friend told me that she and her husband don't like my ribbing and my style of play. They want to continue to get together and dine out, but no more games. I feel like this is another way of them saying they don't like me. I'd rather just end the friendship as I feel awful. My husband wants to keep the friendship. Am I overreacting?
See, that's a tough one. I feel like she's being a little bit dramatic in the situation, but I don't know. When you're thinking about board games specifically, everyone does have a different style of play, different style of banter, and how they come to the table. So it's interesting to think about, but then you also have to think about the relationship side of things, and sometimes it's hard to make couple friends.
Yeah, it is. Gosh, it really is, actually. But I sort of get where she's coming from, because I am also the type of person that would take this very seriously.
Of course.
Not so much from an anger standpoint, but like a sense of shame.
Of course.
It'd be like, oh, I didn't realize I was, why didn't you tell me? You know, I think that's more where I would come from, and I would be a little defeatist of in course. That way. So I think OP is overreacting, but I kind of understand where they're coming from. I think it'll be okay. I think you can salvage this friendship. And I think you could, you know, get through it.
Of course.
Games or no games. But you could also just have a real chat with them and say, okay, what can I change?
Yeah.
How can I get better?
We're about self-improvement.
Yeah, always.
Like I said, couple friends are hard to make. So you don't necessarily want to toss out a friendship just because a game night goes awry.
Yeah. And I think too, gosh, I get both sides of this really well. Because I am also the person that there's an amount of ribbing that I can handle. Mm-hmm. There's a tone of ribbing that I can handle. And especially if it's people that I know very well versus people that I don't.
100%.
And that varies. So I can also understand her friends coming and saying, you know, that having feelings mm-hmm. that this is too harsh or too competitive.
Coming in a little hot.
Yeah, coming in a little hot. Yeah. So I think this is very complicated.
It is.
This is very common. And props to the friends for being honest about it too.
Of course.
How many people would just start ghosting as mm-hmm. well?
I have so many questions though too, because it kind of depends who the banter and ribbing is coming from. Is it coming from someone who wins all the time and is a sore winner? Is it coming from someone who just likes to poke fun at people? I guess it depends on the scenario.
That's very true. If you're winning all the time and you're taunting a little bit.
Yeah, that's just not fun.
Dial it back. If you're losing and you're making comments sort of vindictively, then that's
also...
Are you
also a sore loser?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, let's get into the comments. Maybe there's some answers.
Yeah.
So this top comment says, "You're overreacting. I have a niece that I don't like to play board games or card games with because she's not a gracious winner. It's just a different style of play and not something I find enjoyable. I still love her and absolutely love to hang out with her, but it's possible it's not coming off as good-natured as you think it is. They still want to see you guys. They just don't enjoy this way of interacting, and it sounds like they've found a polite way of saying it. I'd take them at face value."
That's a great comment. Great advice. That's very true. Maybe they just are kind of over game night and just want to spend that quality time with you doing something different that feels more enjoyable for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't say it's over.
Yeah.
They just said, let's go eat instead. And okay.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. So this comment relates to sort of how I sympathized, that I would also have maybe taken it personally initially.
For sure.
They say, "You're overreacting, I think. I'd give it a couple weeks and you'll probably feel a bit different. You might spend some time reflecting on just how much gentle ribbing you indulged yourself in when playing games. I only have your post to go on, but I myself have been someone who's been so pleased with my own jokes that I've failed to notice the strained tone of laughter around me. It can be embarrassing, but overcoming that embarrassment can be a source of happiness too. Maybe you missed a few nonverbal signals along the way, and maybe if you spend a bit of time watching these people over dinner, the way they interact with each other and your husband, and perhaps trying to align your own contributions with that vibe, you may see the enjoyment of the games return too. Have a think about it. Bridges always yield better feelings than salted earth in the long run. Or so I have found in my own life, and I've tasted both." Wow, we got super philosophical.
So much wisdom.
Gosh, save that line for the future. Bridges always yield better feelings than salted earth.
That's so great. No, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, just to take a step back and take your time to really think about it, but not be rash and make a decision based out of emotion or hurt to end a friendship that could be worth it in the end.
Yeah. Have patience, let yourself feel your feelings, and then see where you land after a little bit.
Yeah, I think that seems like the best way to handle it, really.
And stay in touch with these friends.
Of course.
They seem like good ones.
Yeah.
So our next story is a little more personal. It's in a relationship setting, specifically. And it comes from r/AITA. And it says, "Am I the problem for getting annoyed at the way my boyfriend plays board games? I, 23 female, have been having issues with the way my boyfriend, 27 male, plays board games sometimes. I'm someone who's more straight-laced, and I find certain acts or tactics in board games really annoying. My boyfriend is someone who just enjoys the game his way and doesn't care about other people's enjoyment. Some things that have made me actually annoyed and I've argued with him about. First, lying to me about a bunch of stuff when there was no logical need to and we were on the same team. He believes the end justifies the means. I believe he was actively and knowingly hurting his own team."
That's weird.
Second point, playing selfishly for his own interest, which caused his team to lose the game. And she puts in parentheses, I found this just bad behavior. He found it hilarious. Third point. On a game where it was absolutely obvious that the other team had no chance of winning, he egged them on and prolonged the game when everyone else was groaning to finish the game quickly. Last point, doing a bait and switch. She has a take on this and says, I find a bait and switch cowardly on my own morals, but not wrong. Those are her points, and then she continues. For context, this was for a social deduction game, like Mafia, Avalon, Secret Hitler, etc., where lying and manipulation is part of the game. I've just decided I was going to stop playing board games with him altogether, as we had discussed these opposing views multiple times, but I wanted to know if I was overreacting on this. I have not had people raise issues with his way of playing, so I am self-conscious that I might be too sensitive and overreacting to the situation.
I have so many thoughts on this.
So many thoughts. Okay, shoot.
I mean, gut instinct. No, you are not overreacting in the slightest. He has a very interesting take on playing games. Speaking from experience playing things like Secret Hitler, you are trying to work as a team with your fellow teammates, and anyone who wants to be, shall I say, annoying or obnoxious enough to sabotage your whole team, that's an interesting tactic. I'm not sure why anyone would do that. That would make me extremely frustrated as well.
Yeah, I can't imagine the motivation to work against your team in a team game.
It does not make sense.
I myself am not a chaos embracer. I do not thrive in that type of environment. I would definitely be sort of straight down the line. What do we know? What's the game? You know, and support my team. So I think that's a very different take.
Of course.
A very different choice that he's made.
It doesn't sound like he's even doing it like out of lack of strategy or knowing how to play a game. It sounds like he's doing it intentionally, which is a whole other realm of chaos.
Yeah. If her second point is true, playing selfishly for his own interest, which caused his team to lose the game, then there's a bit of a like malicious motivation there. There's something cooking in the background that is not team spirit.
Of course. He doesn't sound like a very good team player.
Yeah. Well, literally not a very good team player.
That's so interesting.
One of the things that would definitely annoy me, especially as I've been going through some of these stories, is that if it was obvious that the other team could not win, mm-hmm. and you prolonged the game when everyone wanted to move on, not cool, my friend.
No, not at all. And you know when a game is like feeling like it needs to wrap up. Like if you're playing a game with people and you can feel people are getting a little tired, a little bored, ready for the next, you get that vibe. And if you are intentionally dragging that out, oof.
Yeah, if your friends are checking watches and phones and ready to go and you're doing this, That's not a way to make friends.
No, of course not. I want to know what his reaction is to this. Like, does he understand the chaos that he's causing? I mean, clearly she said he just thinks it's funny. But I don't know. I'm curious what those conversations look like. And I could see why you wouldn't want to play games with him in a social setting anymore.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
And I mean, if you were on my team and you sabotaged me,
I'd be so annoyed.
I don't know that I would want to play games with you. Or at least I would, you know, think twice about it. Yeah, that's good. It would be really nice to have his feedback here. I don't know if we're gonna get it. This is interesting because the top comment actually disagrees with us.
Oh, okay.
And it says, You're mad that he lied and manipulated during a game in which players are supposed to lie and manipulate? He plays differently than you. People aren't obligated to do things your way.
Excuse me, who does not play a game to win? What?
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. Everyone plays games differently. But I don't know a lot of people that go into any game or competition with the intent of losing in mind.
Somehow or another, I haven't ended up in lots of games of werewolf or something like this since being an adult.
Yeah.
But as a teenager, I'm remembering like lock-ins when you're playing this with like 25 people and it's already a struggle in so many ways. And if someone was being difficult, just to be difficult.
To sabotage.
I'm locked in, but. Yeah.
That's when you go to the other room and.
Yeah, you're like, hey, who's watching a movie? Like, yeah. What else is going on here? Oh, I have to take a bathroom break.
Gotta go, sorry. You know,
like, yeah, I could, my teenage self especially would not have been keen on that.
No.
So that's an interesting take, and it's interesting that it's the top on here.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
But this one, okay. This one more agrees with us, but not fully either.
Okay.
This is very interesting. Not the problem. I get that you don't like his style of playing, but for some people, the fun in board games is the competitiveness. They enjoy being sneaky and backstabbing, as long as they don't break the game rules, because it's something you're not allowed to do in real life. You're free to refuse to play with him anymore. He is free to continue playing like that. Personally, actually, I don't like this style of play either, so I get you. For me, board games are more of a means to sit together and enjoy each other's company, and I don't really care if I win. And I'm annoyed by competitive people because it kills the chill, peaceful vibe that I, all caps, personally go for when I want to play board games. Board games can have different social and emotional meanings for people.
Okay. Okay. Maybe I take my harsh take back a little bit. I see where he's coming from. He or she's coming from. I get that. I can relate a little bit because in some capacity, I mean, I know when I play board games with my husband, he tends to win a lot. And sometimes maybe I do a little bit of sabotage.
You got to.
You have to. But I will say that if I was playing a team or a cooperative game, I don't think that the thought to sabotage would ever come to mind. I get that the point is to lie and deceive in games like Secret Hitler, Werewolf, etc. But oftentimes that's to the other team, not to your own. So that's interesting. But I get where this poster is coming from.
I like that, you know, this commenter is definitely here for the vibes.
Yeah.
And the calm, quiet vibes. But then, you know, they do understand, like, some people like it this other way, and we just have to be okay with that.
Maybe I'm just more of a competitive person. That's probably what it is.
I'm thinking now, I'm judging myself in retrospect now, and I'm like, have I not been in Werewolf as an adult? Or am I avoiding werewolf as an adult?
Drama.
Because I disliked it so much as a child.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Because I think I did have a problem with not figuring it out.
Yeah.
Or with not even with like dying early and
for
then
sure.
not and having to sit there. That's the other problem. But I think I'm hard on myself if I can't figure it out. And so maybe if you just say, oh, I don't care about winning. I'm going to be
that's very
a
true.
Chaos monster.
That's then true. It's a strategy.
My opinions have been back and forth on this.
That's fair. I think that's okay.
I think ultimately I sympathize with her. I think she'll give up the hard line eventually.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just play competitive games. You just play games where you sabotage people or something and
just not, maybe no more cooperative games. Don't play games that he needs to be on someone's team that he's going to wreck
he's not
their
a team player.
Yeah.
Teach him golf.
Yes.
You can play by yourself.
Play individual games and let him wreak havoc.
Yeah, that's fair. So we'll move on. This is a different type of compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
This has to do with rules.
Ooh.
Which I think can be, especially for very popular games, mm-hmm. I think this can be a real problem.
Yeah.
So this story comes from r/AITA. And it says, am I the problem for wanting to play a game my way? The text says, I have a married couple as friends. I've been quite close to you for close to 10 years. And even though we've moved further away from each other, we try to visit at least once every few months for a couple of days at a time. I'm quite close with their family as well, and we do an annual camping trip all together in the summertime. We always have game nights while I visit them since it's easier for me to travel to them because I only have one child compared to their four. We all love doing games and tend to play a few games a night, whether it's card games, board games, or dice. However, the games were played how they were taught how to play, or the rules they chose instead of the actual rules, which I can understand. It's their house and more of them than me, and it's easier for me to learn their way to play since that's how all of their family plays when we go camping together. For the most part, everyone has a good time, other than sometimes someone gets upset that they're losing and quits the game near the end, or pouts and complains till we choose a different game. I love playing with them, but it does get quite annoying when that happens, and I wish everyone could just finish what they started. This time, we played a few different card games that I had to learn their way of playing instead of the normal rules, which did start to frustrate me because every move I made was wrong to them when that's the real way you play. And I mentioned that, and they brushed it off, saying they were taught how to play this, even though later they looked up the rules to try to throw it in my face and found out they were taught wrong. I could hear them talking to their roommates about it, but never once mentioned it to me. This happened a few more times, and I wasn't the only one who started to point out the rules when their roommates and cousins came to play. I was getting to the end of my cool with the arguing and rule changing and tantrums. This is where I can see if I was the problem. The last game we were about to play was 10,000, a dice game. I think it's also known as Farkle.
Okay.
When people started sitting down, one of them mentioned that we had too many dice and argued that you only play with five. I snapped back that it was six and even looked up the official rules of the game and showed him. He argued that it doesn't matter what the rules say, and he was taught with five dice, and that's the only way he'll play. And that his parents taught him, and that he's not going to learn another way to play just to play with me, since that will be the only time he'll ever play that way, and it could confuse him later on when he plays with someone else. I literally laughed in his face. Did he not understand he had been doing that to me for years? I told him I felt the same way, and for once I'd love to play how I was taught and how a game is actually supposed to be played. It went back and forth like that for over 30 minutes before they left the game room and went to the living room where he invited everyone to be and play on the TV other than myself. And I was shunned the rest of the night until I left in the morning. His cousin agreed with me that it was getting to him too, how the games always had to be played his way. We haven't talked since then, and I know they can hold grudges for a long time. Should I back down and apologize to keep the friendship on good terms? I just wish they could understand that I feel the same way. And it's not like I can just wait till they come to my house, so it's my rules since I'm the only one who does the traveling. Normally I go along with it, but I got to my breaking point with everyone being petty about the games. So might as well join in on the pettiness. Am I the problem?
There's a lot to uncover here. I have so many different thoughts about all of it. So on the one hand, yes, I could see how that would be very frustrating that they're not following the actual rules, but there's a reason there's a term called house rules.
Fair. There is.
And then there's a whole other side of this story, which is also the relationship. It sounds like this is a 10-year relationship, which as an adult, 10-year friendships, I mean, so cool that you make time even as long-distance friends to be able to see each other often. But I'm kind of taking a step back and realizing Well, hearing the story, it's like, is it a little bit of a one-sided relationship? Are they, if you are the one over a 10-year period who's always making the trip to see them, why haven't they visited you at all? And maybe that's just the cynic in me, but that's also something to consider through all this, the relationship, and asking yourself, do I care more about the relationship or do I care more about being right? And in this situation, you kind of have to choose one or the other, because you can either choose to be right and a little bit petty when it comes to the game, or you can choose to preserve the friendship and make amends and make up and just continue on as usual if that's someone that you value and want to continue to have in your life.
Yeah. It doesn't explicitly say that the poster always goes to them, but they make a few implied comments that, yeah, that combining together, that seems to be the case. It says, we always have game nights while I visit them, since it's easier for me to travel to them because I only have one child compared with their four.
Which makes sense. Totally get it.
I think that's a good reasoning, but I think it's true. I think if you have one child to their four, travel to them four times to their one.
Of course,
at least let there be a little bit of back and forth there. And this member of this couple that is arguing over the rules, I can make the same mistake sometimes, not necessarily arguing for my rules, but like, I've played Farkle a lot. That's one of my family's favorites. And now I play it with Nate's family sometimes. But even still, sometimes I'll sit down and be like, oh, this is too many dice. Or you know how things just look wrong sometimes? Yeah. Like, you can look at a word that you've written 1,000 times in your life and you'll still go, I'm not sure this is spelled right.
Of course.
So I'm sympathetic to misremembering.
Yeah.
Now, that's assuming that that's what's happening here. I don't know that it is. If that was it, I would get it. But then I would also say, cool it if you're proven wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's very complicated because house rules are a thing.
Yeah.
And they can add a lot to the game. You can have a house rule that makes something go faster. You can have a house rule that eliminates something, you know, causes drama in your family. Like maybe you're playing with kids and you've taken stealing out of a game. Like I have a vintage game I grew up on called Herd Your Horses. I played it with Jared's kids, and you're playing as a stallion growing a herd and you steal you attract horses from other herds and you can steal them away from other stallions, and it became a point of tears.
Oh yeah. I can imagine.
I'm sure when I was a little girl playing it, it was also a point of tears for me. So there's a lot of benefits to house rules.
Of course.
But OP's point here is, I'm always the one bending and you're never bending for me, even when I'm proven quote unquote right. And I think that's the issue.
Yeah, and I can relate to this in a sense as well. I don't know if you've ever played Sky Joe. Have you ever played Sky Joe?
I have witnessed Sky Joe. I don't think I've actually, another one that I've seen around and not actually ended up playing.
Yeah, well, it's just a fun little card game. And my husband and I play it with my side of the family, and we also play it with his side of the family. And we realized a couple Christmases ago that when we played with my side of the family, which is where we learned how to play it, when we played with his, we realized that we had actually been taught it wrong. So the person that taught us how to play it had a rule with wiping the cards that was incorrect. So it's one of those things where they said, I don't think that's right. And we looked back at the rule book and we're like, oh, we've been playing this wrong the whole time. So we took a step back and we're like, oh, well, we are playing it at their house, so we should probably play it by their rules, especially since it's the correct ones. But if it was the other way around, I could see how, if you've been playing a game in your family for years and years and years, that it would be tough to all of a sudden change the way that you're playing it.
It's definitely tricky, because I think things like that can happen purely on accident.
Oh yeah, it's not intentional.
It's just passed down, and then you feel, I think you can get a little wound up because now you feel like you're at a disadvantage because you feel like the rules have changed.
Of course.
But yeah, you just gotta be patient and you got to choose and you've got to say, hey, with my family, we play this way and your family, we play
a little bit differently.
And that's okay. And we just have to make that brain switch when we go do that.
And it sounds like in this story or scenario as well that it seems like a gathering with a ton of people. It's not like it's just a small handful because it mentions roommates, cousins, etc. So
yeah,
if there's one person that plays game, yeah. If there's one person that plays a game differently, a lot of the times it's probably just a little easier to keep the peace if they can just go with the rules that everyone else is already playing with and knows how to play with as well.
I think this poster, I guess, is justified for reaching a breaking point.
Of course.
And saying something. But I think, see, looking at the length of the friendship, looking at how clearly invested they've been in these people, it's probably worth it to have another discussion first with cooler heads. But then if it's just not going to resolve your way, then maybe you consider just accepting that this is how the rules are.
Yeah, it comes down to what I said earlier. Do you care more about your friendship of 10 years or being right? I hope, or I would think, that maybe your friendship would outweigh the way that you're playing this game.
There's actually not a lot of comments on this post. It didn't get a lot of traction, probably because it's very specific to board games, but we're reading it. We see you. So there's only one comment, and I'm going to be honest, I don't love it, but I'll go ahead and read it. It's a strong take.
Okay.
And they say, so it's not even house rules. They just never knew how to play the game correctly. They sound like rude hosts, especially in that final incident. I wouldn't be visiting them anymore.
Oh, man.
Invite any of the more reasonable attendees to game nights at your place if you can.
Okay.
So, okay. We had a much gentler take than that. That's a little catastrophizing the situation a little bit. If you've made it 10 years, maybe not that bad.
Yeah.
And you just had a breaking point, and that's okay.
Yeah, I think my overall consensus of the story is that he or she's not the problem. Everyone kind of stinks a little bit. There's a little bit of pettiness going on in all friends here.
Oh, for sure. I think that would be my vote where everybody's a problem a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Everybody's a little problem. Lots of little problems.
But something that's totally overcomable.
Agreed. Well, we've gotten some very serious ones now.
Yeah.
So my last one is going to be a little bit of a palate cleanser.
We'll take it.
And it makes a reference that at least I know what the reference is. You may not. We'll see. So this one comes from r/AITA. And it says, am I the problem for talking like the Chosen from Smosh during family game night? It says, I'm not going to claim to be a comedian, but as someone who has a history of hyperfixating on things I enjoy and oversharing the things I like with others, I've been told that I'm funny, but I really just speak before thinking, and it happens to be funny. I had recently been binge watching Smosh Chosen videos, and they make me laugh. So, a while back, I thought it would be funny to pull out the Chosen voice during family game night, and I thought it was funny because we were playing a somewhat nerdy game, Settlers of Catan, that I thought was very Chosen. To add on to the bit, I made it my only goal in the game to get the longest road. I made comments while others were playing, such as, these civilians don't know what they have coming. The Chosen needs more sheep. And saying, impressive, every time anyone made a trade to keep the bit going. My sister and her boyfriend thought it was funny, and so did my dad, until my mom started to get annoyed with me making comments out of turn and saying things like, drop the voice, it's annoying. But I didn't, because I was in too deep, and I even made a claim to need to use the restroom, then came back with Chosen sunglasses and khakis. It was at this point when my stepmom lost it and finished the game as fast as she could. And when we asked to play another game, she said she was going to bed and then went downstairs to her room without saying goodbye. I don't know if I'm blind to how this would be annoying or if I am in the wrong. So am I the problem?
I can relate to this one because I feel like there are times where, not necessarily in gameplay, but just in life in general, where like my husband will make little like puns or jokes. And the first couple times it's funny, but then after that I'm like, oh my goodness, can you stop, please? I love you, but
yeah,
that's one too many. And on to the next.
Yeah, it's a very time and place thing for me.
Yeah.
And it's a very read the room thing for me.
Uh-huh.
My husband has this saying that I think he found somewhere. If someone knows, post it in comments. But it was, half of marriage is getting in trouble for saying something hilarious. He said that and I was sort of like, that's, oh.
Hilarious too.
Yeah, like, it, you know, but it really sort of put it in context for me because it is hilarious for who? It is sometimes there for him.
Of course.
Sometimes there for me. And I, you know, sometimes the best compliment for a pun is to just leave the room in frustration.
Just roll your eyes and walk
just
away.
Be like, you know, you're chopping vegetables and you just put the knife down and you're just like,
okay, really?
Right, okay, you go outside.
See you later.
So I sort of get it. And also, we ran your first TTRPG at the game weekend.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of that, I said, we're going to respect the bits.
Yeah, you have to.
If someone's I was doing some sort of English accent for one character and then a very posh accent for a different character. And that was sort of how I broke the ice, was like, hey, we're going to respect the bit.
Uh-huh.
So this person's doing a bit and I would think it was funny.
Of course.
For a while.
Yes. And then you hit your breaking point.
Yeah. I would do 3 or 4 and then I would take a break and then I would go to the bathroom and put the sunglasses on and come back and
like an hour later.
Yeah, and it's funny again and you've nailed it. But clearly your stepmom was not a fan.
Now, I have a question. Did the OP mention that their family was familiar with the bit?
They did not explicitly clarify. It does say my sister and her boyfriend thought it was funny, and so did my dad. So it could have been that they actually knew the reference, or it could have just been, you know, because the Chosen talks in third person. Uh-huh. There's some like very unique elements here. So they could have just thought it was funny without knowing. It definitely seems like the stepmom didn't know.
Wonder if maybe that would have been the play to make everyone aware of what was going on.
Yes. Oh, that would have been the long game.
Yeah.
That would have really been playing the long game. It's like, oh, show this video at dinner. And then when you play games later.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like you said, it's like when you're chopping veggies and sometimes you just have to kind of like go and walk away or go into another room. I mean, that's ultimately what mom or stepmom did at the end of the night. They just said, I can't handle this anymore. And kind of
no more Catan
removed herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is understandable. I also don't think necessarily the OP is the problem, but maybe they just took it a little step too far.
Yeah, I agree. It's a frequency problem, you know?
Yeah.
I think I would have certainly laughed if someone did that a couple times.
Of course.
But then if you did it for an entire Catan game, we might be talking about like 90 minutes, in which case I would have also said, I'm going to bed. Yeah. Don't bother me. Yeah. Now. So it's a frequency issue. Here's a good comment. It says, I believe you need to probably tone it down. I like Star Wars, but you wouldn't see me talking like Darth Vader constantly during family movie night.
Can you please?
Maybe. However, even with that said, I don't believe you're in the wrong if others actually enjoyed it, so long as you are reading the room right and they were genuinely into it. No issues there. I don't see you as the problem in this situation, but maybe just tone it down sometimes, as it sounds like you went a bit over the top. And the others may have been nice about their reactions, but she wasn't.
I like that. That's a good take. So maybe in 5 minutes before you play the game, but maybe not for the whole game of Catan.
Well, Ashley, we've discussed a couple common problems that can negatively impact your table compatibility. Which of the tables from today would you personally be most wary of?
Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like all of these had compatibility issues that can be overcome just through clear communication. I think that's what a lot of them were lacking, was just having upfront and honest conversations with one another. And overall, I think the encompassing thing here through all of these stories is just valuing of the relationships of family and friends is often more important than maybe the outcome of one game night.
That's very true. Very balanced, judicious answer to not alienate any of these tables. So Ashley will fit at all of your tables. She can make it work.
What about you?
I think I would have the most problem with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a saboteur.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I think I would struggle with him a little bit.
Oh, man. Maybe that's a sneak peek to an upcoming episode on hosting game night.
Oh, yep.
And who should or shouldn't be invited.
There you go. Well, those were our stories on today's table topic. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. Tell us about it. Maybe you have a story of your own you want to share. We'd love to bring it to the table. Check out our links in the show notes. Good luck on your next game, and we'll catch you again here on Table Topics.